96.5 WKLH. Good morning. I'm Dave Luzak, along with Doreen and KB. Marcus is here, too. And if you will indulge me, I'd like to change the lyrics to this song, at least for this. Instead of running with the pack, how about riding with the pack?
Sounds good. Seems
to work. Let's welcome Packer Hall of Famer William Henderson to the show. William, thank you for stopping in today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me
in. Man, I got to tell you, you still look like you could put your uniform on and go out and play football right now.
I'm actually bigger than a lot of guys that are playing right now. It's funny. I've gotten to know several of the current players over the last couple of years, and it's been funny talking to Mike Daniels. Mike Daniels and I we were in a pool in Mexico vacationing with a Packer fan tours trip, and Mike was like, he pulled me aside. He says, "William, can I ask you a question?" I'm like, he says, "When did fullbacks become bigger than D linemen?"
Yes.
I'm like, "Mike, in all honesty, D linemen I played with were much bigger than you."
I'll bet they were.
Because Gilbert and those guys were huge.
Yeah.
You know, but again, it's a good game. Regardless, we got some great talent.
Well, you know, what's funny is
there.
It does, and that's a great point. The change in football, I mean, I know that when we think of you like as if it was last year or 2 years ago.
You're right.
But it was, I mean, it's like a decade.
Yeah, it's great being away from the game for this long and being an observer now. I can actually be the fan I've been wanting to be all my life, you know. But it's weird, you know, seeing how things are changing. The game is changing faster, more dynamic as far as the athleticism of some of the players. But it's still football.
Right.
And it seems like yesterday that I was playing, but you know, I'm happy to be an old out of
I was going to say, I'm looking at your stuff, 188 games in the NFL. When you look back on it and you remember, what do you remember about the collection of guys that you won the Super Bowl with?
The craziest thing, with the guys I won the Super Bowl with, it's a family. We were so galvanized. We were such a group, such a team, such a family that we don't miss time. I was just with Dorsey Levins and Tyrone Williams and Gilbert yesterday. And, you know, when we get together, it's the same locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same, you know, banting back and forth, bantering, the same, you know, we give each other jabs.
It's the camaraderie.
Camaraderie.
Yeah.
It's nothing
even
missed.
Even Jim McMahon, because I went to let him into the family being a Chicago Bear.
Well,
but
Jimmy Mack earned his time with us.
Yeah.
First of all, when he comes in the door, that was Jimmy Mack, you know, the star of the 85 Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we're Packer fans, we play for the team, we respect the program, but you got to have a little bit of, wow, he was the man. I mean, the cover of every magazine, you know, the bad boy of football, the glasses. When he came in the locker room, everybody was kind of like, do we even go over to him? Do we talk to him?
But then, no, you don't, because he was a former Bear.
Yeah. But he did his community outreach with Chicago.
Okay, he did.
And he came over to the Packers and helped us win a Super Bowl.
That's
so we gotta love that.
Yeah,
gotta
you do.
Love
you
and
do.
Jimmy is one of the greatest guys you could ever meet. Had great stories. He was one of those people that he's been on top, but he always reached down to the underlings, and he pulled you up and tried to make you better. He wanted to make you, include you, and make you a better. He was a great coach as well as player.
When you think back on all those games you played, who was the most difficult person for you to get out there and block?
Practice, coach wouldn't let us hit anybody. They wanted our defense really cocky, so you know, we had to take it easy on our defensive guys. Couldn't hit. I couldn't really block Reggie White.
Really,
but at the same time, I didn't want to really block Reggie White, because if he really put that big mitt on my forehead, it wasn't going to feel pretty good.
Right. Yeah.
We had a lot of players out there that were, you know, there were thorns in our side. Robert Griffin, guys from Minnesota Vikings. They had a couple of guys, Corey, I can't think of Corey's last name, but they were hard hitters. And they love to hit you when, you know, I played back in the Steve Atwater days. I played back in the days when guys, they would hit you in the back of the head. They would hit you in the side of the head. They would smack you. I played, it was kind of the black and blue division. It was always a battle on the field. So there's several players that I could go through
that were
tough, and they like playing nasty, and they believed in
hitting. But I gotta believe there are guys on the other side of the ball thinking
the same about you.
Same about you.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, we're playing the Packers. William Henderson's gonna be right on me.
Yeah.
Oh, I enjoy. I mean, everybody talks about me slamming Ray Lewis or the Urlachers or the. I mean, there was. I mean, the Ken Norton Jr. battles. There were so many guys historically that I had a great time. But fortunately for me, my stats are better than theirs. as far as win loss.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
But it was just football, and I was one of those players who didn't mind hitting, and I loved it. Actually, I loved the contact. The physicality of football is what I live for. It was my only time to be quote unquote the bully. But now, I'm trying to fight bullying in every way possible.
Good segue.
Yes.
It's all about stopping bullying, and this is a real fun ride. Come ride and party with the pack. June 17, this is at Cold Dock Park in Port Washington. And not only are you going to be there, but you've got Dorsey Levins there. John Kuhn is going to be there. And the ride itself, I want to make sure that everybody understands, you've got several different categories of ride.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And even if you don't ride a bicycle, because a lot of people are like, well, I don't ride bikes.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Why don't you do a walking event, or why don't you do a jogging event? No, the thing is, the ride is one aspect of it. Yes, you got a difficult ride or a more challenging ride for a pretty good rider, a 60 miler, a 25 miler for the novice. There are stops. You're not riding it straight, first and foremost. Mm. There are some stopping points. But then we got a little kid's ride. There's five miles. But this is an opportunity for you to come out there and bring your family. Enjoy the beautiful arena of Cold Dock Park. And it's just a great venue, great park.
And the other thing too is that you guys have the party, which and it's at Sprecher, and I want to make sure that people understand it's not at the Sprecher here in Milwaukee.
Nope.
We're talking about Sprecher up in Port Washington.
No, it's Sprecher Beer Garden. It's Sprecher from Milwaukee, but they're bringing
everything
us mobile.
Up there.
We got the mobile beer garden.
Got the mobile thing.
In Port Cold Dock Park, you can come get a souvenir glass. You can come and hang out with us. We're going to have all kinds
all
of
weekend?
Activities. It's going to be Saturday the 17th.
Okay.
But the beer garden is going to be there all weekend. So you can start Friday and just enjoying a nice casual walk at the marina or around the Cold Dock Park. And then you've got all through Sunday. So Father's Day, after our ride is done, you still can come out and grab a pint and sit back and enjoy the view. That is one of the most beautiful marinas and parks that I've been through in Wisconsin. And people don't know, it's right in your backyard.
Yeah, I have actually never been. Sounds like a great idea.
I wonder if people will be competitive with you guys. You know what I mean? Like if they realize they're riding right next to you or Dorsey Levins or any former Packer.
Well, then you better probably be in the front of the pack if you're going to be riding next to them.
Actually, you want to be behind me because you can draft me. I'm a wide body, so your wind resistance is going to be cut down to zero.
Will there be opportunities for them to get autographs and photographs and stuff?
Absolutely. Okay. Autographs. There's going to be opportunities to come out there and support. This program is designed to help GAB, Generations Against Bullying, which is a Wisconsin grown anti-bullying program that's trying to get into the schools and create what we call upstanders, which are young people who don't want to see people get taken advantage of anymore, and they're willing to step out of their comfort zone and step up for one another.
I can't stress enough, I just got done watching a Netflix documentary about a couple of young women, a couple of young girls, and it is just, I think it was called Audrey and Daisy. It is so moving, distressing, and you realize that young people now, I mean, not that bullying was ever easy, but boy, now it's 24/7, you know, with the online, you can't get away from it.
Right.
Right.
And it seems like there's this mob mentality that, you know, when everybody kind of gangs up on, and the consequences are brutal. It's just, it stresses, this documentary I watched stresses how not just among the kids who are bullied, everybody's life has changed. Parents, siblings.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible.
Well, we're right now, bullying has taken over as the number one cause of teen death in this country. It's called bully side. And we're trying our best to combat that. We don't want any more stories of your young kids coming home and going to their room and the parents really not knowing their attitude or temperament, but understanding probably just a rough day. But unfortunately, these children aren't coming down for dinner anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
And we don't want that because you're not just affecting the one household. It's the community that's impacted. And it's something typically that can be resolved beforehand, and we just need to be more aggressive in getting in the schools and helping our youngsters know that we need to uplift each other instead of taking away. Don't take advantage and show your cowardice by taking advantage of somebody a little weaker than you.
Right.
Absolutely.
Once again, the proceeds benefit Generations Against Bullying, so you can hop on your bike, party with the pack, and help put an end to bullying. Once again, it's going on in Port Washington. There's a 60-mile ride, 25-mile ride, a family ride. And the party afterwards is what we want to talk about. That's Sprecher Brewery Beer Garden, which is open Friday 4 to 7, Saturday all day, noon to 10:30, Sunday noon to 4. And there's all kinds of great bands there, too.
Yep. I'm going to put
Food trucks. We've got Exquisite has sponsored a wonderful kids area. So we got inflatables, things like that going out there. This is not just, it's going to be a little carnival for us.
And you can meet you guys and get some autographs and pictures. I'll put a link to the Henderson Ride for Hope.com on our Facebook page.
Thank you.
So people can click on that and check it out.
Please come and sign up now.
So you don't wear the whole bike suit, do you?
I actually have a bike suit. Yeah, I wear the bike suit.
Yeah.
I mean, when you ride 60 miles, you need the padded pants.
You need the bike suit.
Okay. You need the padded pants. All right. You can wear without a shirt you want, but the padded pants are essential.
Without the pants.
You see what he said? Without the shirt if you want.
Okay, good. Padded pants, you have to.
Look like that, you don't need to ever wear a shirt.
Right. I shouldn't be giving you a hard time about the bike suit. Mm-hmm. Really.
Let me go back to the moment that you realized you were going to be a Green Bay Pack. What did you think when you were headed to Green Bay to become a Packer?
I just talked about this yesterday to a group I was playing golf with, and I remember it like it was yesterday because I didn't. Okay, this quick story. I didn't start as a player in college. I was benched my first game of my senior year. I was one of those kids. I blew my knee out my senior high school, so I didn't play my senior high school. I wasn't a starter. I wasn't that guy who was in front of the camera. And then when my senior year came, Bill Cowher came and worked me out personally as a favor to my position coach. And the next thing I knew, they were talking about me possibly having a chance to go out and try out for a team. Then all of a sudden, the Packers showed so much interest and they wanted me to be this dynamic fullback. And I'm like, you know, I didn't really play much in college.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, my life kind of changed. I got that phone call on draft day and let me know that I was now a Green Bay Packer. And I'm still trying to remember when that I start breathing again.
Because
my life, literally, I'd won the golden ticket. Willy Wonka had sent it to me and I opened the chocolate bar and it was great there. But I mean, it was just landing with a team that had such heritage, such history, such great players playing for it at the current time. Mm-hmm. Reggie White was the first man to come and talk to me when I walked in the stadium.
Wow.
And to invite me to challenge myself to come and help the team be great. And I'm like, the most dominant defensive player in NFL history mm-hmm. is talking to me first and foremost. Yeah. And then he's asking me to be a pivotal point or a key figure in our team. And then Paul Hornung and Ray Nitschke, Fuzzy Thurston, these guys embraced me after my first game. My first game was Monday night against Chicago Bears. Monday night, starting fullback. Are you kidding me? I've gone from kid who dreamed about, just going to a game, and now I'm starting for like the ultimate in NFL teams.
Wow.
It's still a dream just being the steel going, so but it's
you're out on the field thinking, is this really?
Yeah.
Like, is this really happening?
I'm still remembering not wanting to trip, walking, running on the field for the first time because I just felt at that point I will have embarrassed my entire family.
you did good.
Do you remember going back like to thinking about training camp? Was there one particular kid whose bike you rode? Since we're talking about bikes.
Oh yes. I remember getting on my first 20-inch. BMX bike with my full gear, helmet in one hand, which was actually making the bike not so steady, and I'm wearing cleats, and people don't realize wearing the inch long cleat screw ends and trying to stop with this kid about midway down the hill in the stadium in the parking lot. He's telling me, "Oh yeah, you don't have brakes." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna
put your feet down and get sparks flying out of your shoes."
It's like, "Come on, kid, you're gonna kill me." But and then parents would throw their kids in front of you, get his autograph, and I'm like, "I'm gonna kill somebody's kid."
See, the kid without the brakes was a Bear fan, I bet.
We go right back.
Sabotage.
William Henderson, thank you so much for your time today.
I do
appreciate
it.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with it. Once again, it's up in Port Washington. We do have the link on our Facebook page, so check that out. Go to facebook.com/WKLH.